The concerns came out at a recent meeting in Bulawayo, which discussed memorialization and reconciliation. Most of the participants said they were worried about the slow pace in the promulgation of a law that will enable the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission to start work. They said they doubted the sincerity of the ZANU-PF government's efforts in bringing about national healing and reconciliation, particularly in regard to the Gukurahundi atrocities, which they said the government seems intent on brushing aside. A participant who did not want to identify himself for fear of being victimized said he doubts that President Robert Mugabe and his colleagues would do anything that could possibly result in their own prosecution.
If you look throughout the history, you will discover that no sitting government has ever prosecuted itself. As long as Robert Mugabe and ZANU-PF are in power, there is no justice that is going to be done for the people of Matabeleland.
An estimated 20,000 innocent civilians who were supporters of ZAPU, then led by the late Joshua Nkomo, were killed in Matabeleland and Midlands provinces between 1983 and 1987. They were accused of supporting dissidents that took up arms against the Mugabe government following the brutalization of ZAPU activists by the ruling ZANU-PF party. The participants at the meeting agreed that there is need for government to come clean on the 5 Brigade or Gukurahundi atrocities so that those affected, as well as the nation at large, can find closure. Sari Apple, a psychologist and one of the presenters at the meeting, said although it is always difficult to deal with a national violent past, the affected people must be allowed to remember publicly what happened to them or their relatives. Apple said decrees of clemency by governments cannot erase gross abuses or violations done in the past, adding that government should not prescribe how the affected people should remember or memorialize victims of their atrocities. She noted that if society is denied the right to mourn its dead, it suffers what is known as ambiguous loss, whereby survivors will always feel there's something that has to be done about their missing loved ones and there's no closure.
You will hear governments, not just our own government, but other governments will say, well, it's long ago, you must just move on, or don't reopen old wounds. But actually, you can't tell emotions, you can't tell people's psychology how to behave, okay, by decrees. And this is also universal. Some families may move on, others may not, and that's just how it's going to be. If we look around the world, in Spain, for example, the civil war there ended in 1939. That's 80 years ago. And yet now you have the grandchildren of those who died in the civil war demanding exhumations of their grandparents, demanding to know the truth about what happened in the civil war.
Former National Healing Corps Minister Moses Mzilandlovu, who was also a presenter at the meeting, also queried government's seriousness and said ordinary Zimbabweans should not expect those in power to accord them all the expected rights. Director Anna Tinarho of the Organ for National Healing, Reconciliation and Integration allayed the concerns of the participants. She said the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission, which her department has been mandated to help establish, will be operational soon and it will be able to handle any case of abuse or past atrocities as long as they are brought before the commission.
It does not matter who will bring forth any issue. Pre-independence, post-independence, up to today, the commission will be looking at those cases. It is not a commission that has been given a limited period where it starts looking from its cases like the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission. No. Even if we have cases of the 1890s, as long as we have people who can bring those forth, the commission will look at those cases.
Reverend Ray Motsi, a member of the National Transitional Justice Working Group, which convened the meeting, said he understood the concerns over government's apparent lack of commitment to national healing and reconciliation. He, however, challenged participants to utilize every opportunity to raise those concerns and put pressure on government so that it deals with such issues.
We have got a door that is halfway or maybe a quarter open. Let's put our foot or fit in it, just not allow it to close. Let's walk in and salvage something out of it.
The National Transitional Justice Working Group is a non-governmental organization that seeks to promote national healing and reconciliation by, among other things, pushing for the telling of the truth about and acknowledgement of past atrocities. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shawa.